It's KMFM, you're on the hit list, and all this week we're teaming up with Kent Teach for hashtag I'm in charge. I'll tell you about a really cool competition in a little bit. But first, we're chatting to teachers from all across Kent, and I've got Lauren on Skype. So Lauren, what was it that made you decide to become a teacher?
I realised that I could inspire children to try and want to achieve. I was then a constant in somebody's life. Some children don't have that, and I realised that when they come to school, actually, I was their constant, and it was quite a nice feeling. I could also ensure that they enjoyed their learning. I remember people from when I was at primary school, and you always remember the teachers that made things fun. So I knew that I could do that for them children and help them become the best person that they can be.
So Lauren, you teach on the Isle of Sheppey. So what's the most rewarding part of your job on the island?
I can ensure that all the children are enthusiastic and they're laughing while they're learning, so that they enjoy what they're doing. I remember teaching some lessons, and sometimes the children are going, oh, is this our maths for today? Because they like to make it fun, so they don't realise that they're actually learning at the same time.
So I'm in charge is the hashtag that we're running all across the show tonight, asking students across Kent to let us know what really cool idea they would do if they were in charge. But can you think of something different that you've done when you were in charge?
I remember bringing children's culture into the lessons, the things that I see them doing or saying to each other. And one of the things that we were learning angles within one of our lessons, and we were coming up with different actions for the angles, and one of the children decided to dab. So I decided to bring that in and say, okay, how can a dab help us record some of our angles? So now within the lesson, we'll talk about dabbing, and they are able to dab and then talk about how that shows angles. Also, we look at computer algorithms and things like that. So it's quite in-depth learning that they're doing, but with that, they can make things like mazes. So they're creating their own game, and they don't really realise that they're learning while they're doing it because they're enjoying it.
So Lauren, what would you say to young people who are maybe listening to this, thinking about becoming a teacher when they leave school?
I would say they need to be realistic. It is hard work, and you do have to work long hours, but it is extremely rewarding, and that definitely weighs out all of that. It's lovely to see children progress and achieve and be proud of themselves, and that's what makes you proud of them. So when they get that I can attitude when they're struggling with something, that's what makes it all really worth it, and you know that you've helped alongside that.
Now really quickly before you go, Lauren, we've been asking students to message in with the hashtag I'm in charge, letting us know what really cool idea they'd do if they were in charge of their class. Now I'm going to put the question to you. So if you could do absolutely anything for your class, what would it be and why?
I'd like to invite all of the ex-pupils from the school back to school to see what they're getting up to, so that our children can learn from that as well. So wherever they were in the world, just bring them back to hopefully inspire our children to see what they can actually achieve, so that they know that they can do it if they keep learning.